local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
Well, happy Wednesday. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. I'm Joe Gracie alongside, getting you caught up on everything that is happening in your world today. We've got local stories. We've got national, international headlines, pop culture, sports, entertainment. We've got it all for you as we are officially on DeSantis Watch. More on that in just a moment. Channel 3 going a little past our traffic and weather time, so we'll get caught up how the roads are looking right now. Gracie?
Well, roads are looking not too bad right now with I-10, I-110 not showing any major delays, as well as just your typical afternoon traffic on 98. If you do see something slowing you down, give us a call to the traffic line, which is 850-262-6111. Let's get a quick look at weather from Alan Strump.
We have not gotten that yet, so I will just go ahead and take care of that myself. Right now we're at 82 degrees, mostly cloudy skies. Things though will be clearing out. Mostly cloudy overnight tonight. Probably some thunderstorms overnight, but then we've got sunshine in the forecast tomorrow through at least Sunday and into Monday as well for Memorial Day. Matter of fact, it doesn't look like rain returns to the forecast until the middle of next week. So perfect timing, just in time for Memorial Day. Forecasted highs Thursday, Friday in the mid-80s. Right now, it's 73 degrees and mostly cloudy skies. Today's top three stories. Number one, Governor Ron DeSantis officially filing his paperwork with the Federal Election Commission, and he's expected to make the formal announcement on Twitter in an interview with Elon Musk at 5 o'clock our time. We will certainly carry those comments live.
And Tina Turner died today at age of 83. The iconic singer died today in her home in Switzerland following a long illness. The dubbed Queen of Rock and Roll, Turner rose to fame in the 70s as part of Ike and Tina Turner duo before launching her solo career.
The White House is accusing House Republicans of manufacturing a crisis over raising the debt limit. It said members of the conservative House Freedom Caucus are openly referring to the full faith and credit of the U.S. as a hostage. Kevin McCarthy said his team in the White House are still far apart on a number of issues as they are continuing to try and make a deal. Local headlines, a pretty interesting one from overnight. A man was hospitalized after he was trapped in a garbage truck. That happened early this morning at the Circle K on Gulf Manor in Michigan Avenue. The man was apparently sleeping in a dumpster when he was dumped into the back of the truck. Thankfully, firefighters were able to free him from the back of the truck and was taken to a local hospital. A ribbon-cutting ceremony scheduled for tomorrow afternoon at 3 o'clock for the new Community Maritime Park Daytime Marina.
Very, very excited about that, and it opens up our waterfront. We talk about wanting increased access and to activate our waterfront. This is a really big step in that direction.
Boaters can be out there as early as 6 o'clock tomorrow morning, but the ribbon-cutting ceremony won't be until 3 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. More local headlines after check of the roads and first warning weather.
Our roads are looking good right now, despite the rain that we've had throughout the area. I-10, I-110 not showing any delays, as well as your typical afternoon traffic on Highway 90 and 98. If you do see something on the roads, just give me a call to the traffic line, which is 850-262-6111. It's mostly cloudy right now in Pensacola. This coming up tonight, we're going to have some thunderstorms at 60%, mainly before 7 p.m., and a low of 67 for tonight. Taking a look at Thursday, Friday, and into Memorial Day weekend, it's going to be beautiful, sunny throughout the day, and the highs are going to be in the mid-80s. It's 73, mostly cloudy in Pensacola right now, 72 in Milton and 72 in Gulf Breeze. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
This seems to happen more frequently than it probably should, but the city of Pensacola says that 311 and city phone line services and internet are experiencing outages right now. This is not affecting 911, but city departments such as a city City Hall, code enforcement, housing, Pensacola Fire, International Airport. So basically any city service that is not 911, you might have some service outages right now trying to contact anybody in that department. Apparently tomorrow is fuel day, and Circle K gas stations in our area are going to be participating with a nice promotion. That'll be between 4 and 7 tomorrow. Gallons of gas will be 40 cents off, and all Circle K stores in Escambia and Santa Rosa counties will be participating. Gracie, what's going on around the state of Florida today?
Well, testimony is underway for the murder trial of the former Florida State University football star Travis Rudolph. He faces life in prison for the first-degree murder in the death of one of four men who confronted him in front of his Palm Beach County home 2 years ago. But his defense attorney blames the wide receiver's girlfriend. Prosecutors say the men were already leaving Rudolph's Lake Park driveway when he fired 39 shots at their vehicle with an AR-15 and grabbed from inside the house.
Today, Florida's Education Commissioner wants parents, teachers, and school administrators to know there are more than enough social studies textbooks available for students in the upcoming school year.
I'm happy to report that we're currently at an approval rate of 65%.
That's Manny Diaz, who says out of the more than 100 submitted by publishers, about 65% have been approved for the upcoming school year.
And registrations officially open for the 2023 Florida Python Challenge. Hunters will have the chance to win a share of more than $30,000. Cash prizes are going to go to whoever catches the longest Burmese python as well as the largest amount during the 10-day event. More than 200 snakes were removed from the Everglades last year.
President Biden today marking 1 year since the Uvalde school shooting.
We still need to ban, in my view, AR-15 firearms. We need to ban high-capacity magazines, the ability to shoot 20, 30, 40, 50, 60 bullets without reloading.
Those comments from the White House today. 19 children and two teachers were killed on May 24th of last year when a gunman entered Robb Elementary School and opened fire in a fourth-grade classroom.
And the former South Carolina attorney Alex Murdaugh is being indicted on federal charges, federal fraud charges. Murdaugh is charged with bank fraud, wire fraud, and money laundering, among other charges. He's currently in prison after being convicted of the murders of his wife and his youngest son.
The five people arrested in the mass shooting in Dadeville, Alabama, have been handed a massive 145-count indictment today. The suspects, ranging from 16 to 20 years old, are each facing four counts of reckless murder and 24 counts of first-degree assault for the 24 victims who suffered gunshot wounds.
And it's Fleet Week in New York City. The Coast Guard and Navy ships are making their way along the Hudson River today, including the USS Wasp, as well as the USS Cole and a missile destroyer. More than 2,000 uniformed personnel who serve our nation or at sea are going to be in New York.
And finally, a newly released report from the Attorney General of Illinois is detailing decades of child sex abuse by members of the Catholic clergy across the state. The report reveals names and detailed information of more than 400 Catholic clerics and religious brothers who abused nearly 2,000 children over the course of almost 90 years. That is significantly more than the church had acknowledged publicly, listing only 103 substantiated child sex abusers. The text line is always open, 850-437-1620, as we are awaiting Governor Ron DeSantis' formal announcement into the presidential field for 2024. We'll carry his comments live. Sports headlines, look at pop culture, entertainment, business, that all still ahead. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3.
It's Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. Kind of a gloomy Tuesday. Hope you are staying safe on the roads. 425. We're going to take a look even with the rain, we're looking good right now throughout Pensacola. We do have some slowdowns on I-10. This is going to be just east of Milton, so just a little bit out of our area, but that is going to be due to the rain coming down. If you do see something else on the roads or you see an accident, have details, just give me a call to the traffic line, which is 850-262-6111. This traffic update is brought to you by Frontier Motors. Frontier Motors is the only dealer that Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola, and they're located on Beverly Parkway. Taking a look at our weather, we do have some chances of rain continuing throughout the rest of the evening. Going to be mostly before 7 p.m. with a low of 67 for tonight. But after this rain gets through this afternoon and this evening, we're looking great for the rest of the week and into Memorial Day. So Saturday, Sunday, it's going to be sunny in the highs in the mid-80s. It's 73 and mostly cloudy in Pensacola right now, 72 in Milton, and 72 in Gulf Breeze. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
And, of course, the big story of the day today is Governor Ron DeSantis filing his paperwork with the Federal Election Commission, and he is set for a 5 o'clock meetup on Twitter with Elon Musk. Keeping our eye on that, Musk has opened the preparing to launch thing for this live event that he's doing. So we are certainly prepared for that, and we'll bring that live for you here as Governor DeSantis formally entering the race today. Sports, a lot of early baseball games today, not a whole lot for the evening, but we had some early games. The Rangers beating the Pirates 3-2, the Phillies over the Diamondbacks 6-5, the White Sox shut out the Guardians 6-0, the Brewers also shutting out the Astros 4-0, and the Twins beating the Giants 7-1. Coming up in a little bit, the Tampa Bay Rays hosting the Blue Jays at 5:40, the Braves continuing their season against the Dodgers at 6:20, and the Marlins out in Colorado taking on the Rockies at 7:40. No NBA games today, but making news once again, Ja Morant. Memphis police had to do a welfare check on Morant today. TMZ Sports says Morant is apparently taking a break from social media, but posted some mysterious cryptic social media posts, sharing photos of his mother, father, and daughter, and captioning those photos with simply, "Bye." Then the posts were deleted. It turns out he's just taking a break from social media. In NHL action tonight at 7 on TNT, Game 4 of the Eastern Conference Finals, the Panthers lead the Hurricanes 3-0, looking to sweep the series. The Dallas Stars apologizing for the actions of their fans last night as drinks and food were thrown under the ice during last night's game against the Golden Knights. One fan dumped popcorn onto the Golden Knights goalie as he came off the rink. Free agent punter Matt Araiza is working out with the New York Jets less than a month after he was cleared in a San Diego rape case. ESPN says a prosecutor in the case against him said he wasn't even present during an alleged gang rape of a minor at a San Diego home where he had been living at the time. Araiza was released by the Buffalo Bills before ever appearing in an NFL regular season game following news of the allegations. And the Oakland A's reaching a tentative agreement with the state of Nevada over relocating the franchise to Las Vegas. A bill will now be introduced in the Nevada legislature that calls for $400 million in public funds towards the construction of their new stadium close to the Vegas Strip. Well, the big headline we told you about at the top of the hour in pop culture, Tina Turner dying today at the age of 83. You're simply the best. Yeah. The iconic singer died today at her home near Zurich, Switzerland, following a long illness. She rose to fame in the 70s as part of the Ike and Tina duo before launching her solo career. Gracie, anything else interesting going on in the world of pop culture today?
Well, if you're a fan of The Voice, Blake Shelton is ending his 12-year run as coach on The Voice. He made his final appearance during Tuesday night's season finale as Sacramento's Gina Miles was crowned the winner. He'll be replacing by a fellow country icon, Reba McEntire, during the 24th season. He's the only coach that's been there since the beginning. So that's why it's kind of a
big deal. Yeah. A Northern California library book was returned after being overdue for nearly 100 years.
What?
It's a copy of A History of the United States by Benson Lossing. The past due bill would have been around $1,700, but the library says they're not going to charge it to the person. I guess that would make sense since the person who checked it out is long gone. 4:30, just a half hour away from the announcement of Governor Ron DeSantis into the presidential field. We'll carry those comments live. Still a lot more headlines to come. Fox News Update is now on News Radio 92.3.
It's 4:37 on News Radio, 92.3 AM, 1620. It's Gracie and Joe on Pensacola right now. Going to get a quick look at our roads. Despite the rain, we're actually looking pretty good on I-10 and I-110. We do have some slowdowns, though. This is going to be getting onto the Escambia Bay Bridge right near Scenic Highway. We do have a small patch of traffic, so just keep that in mind. And we also have just the typical afternoon traffic on 98, leaving Gulf Breeze heading towards Tiger Point. If you do see something else on the road slowing you down or have any details, just give me a call to the traffic line. That number is 850-2626-1011. We're going to get a quick look at weather from Alan Strum on WEAR.
Showers and thunderstorms are still possible tonight, but we're going to be drying out over the next several days. In fact, dry weather with lots of sunshine is forecast through the rest of the week and all the way through the Memorial Day holiday weekend. Temperature-wise, overnight lows will be in the 60s, and daytime highs will end up rising back up into the 80s over the next several days. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News forecast.
Thanks so much, Alan. This traffic update is presented by David's Catfish on a Dogwood Drive in Milton. It is 73 and cloudy in Pensacola, 72 in Gulf Breeze, and 73 in Milton. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
I feel like the weather's just been kind of teasing us for the last couple of days where it's like,
Back and forth.
You just got to wait one more day and then we'll get some sunshine and then it just doesn't happen. But looks like it's changing for the better tomorrow and through the Memorial Day weekend, which I guess is the most important thing. Let's get into Monday with some sunshine, and that looks like what we're going to get. 437-1620 is the text line. Always appreciate your thoughts and opinions and your traffic tips, whatever you want to tell us. You are certainly more than welcome to. We love reading and interacting with you, our listeners. A top story today, Governor Ron DeSantis filing his paperwork with the Federal Election Commission, and earlier on Twitter, his wife Casey DeSantis posting a video.
But is it worth the fight? Do I have the courage? Is it worth the sacrifice? America has been worth it every single time.
And the video shows Governor DeSantis kind of preparing, fixing the suit, fixing the tie before walking out onto the big stage. So he has his 5 o'clock powwow with Elon Musk on Twitter that we will carry live for you right here. Tina Turner, dead today at the age of 83. She died at her home near Zurich, Switzerland, following a long illness. The queen of rock and roll rose to fame in the 70s as part of the Ike and Tina Turner duo before launching her solo career. And the White House is accusing House Republicans of manufacturing a crisis over raising the debt limit. It said members of the conservative House Freedom Caucus are openly referring to the full faith and credit of the U.S. as a hostage. Here locally, Santa Rosa Sheriff's Office getting some good news with Safe Packs. Now, this particular program is designed to let deputies know if a home that they're heading to is occupied by a special needs individual. There have been over 200 people that have enrolled in this program, and they've gone out on 5 calls for service with an individual enrolled. And thanks to the folks at Emerald Coast Exceptional Families, all deputy vehicles are now equipped with a Safe Program pack.
And this way, if they interact with somebody who is not going to respond like they would typically, a typical person would respond, this way they have resources available to help them keep them safe, in the person with a disability safe.
And among the items that are included in the pack, headphones, sunglasses, fidget spinners, and also a nonverbal communication card. Pretty cool stuff right there. Circle K offering 40 cents off for fuel day tomorrow. That's all Circle K's in our area between the hours of 4 and 7 tomorrow. A gallon of gas will be 40 cents off per gallon. And as I said, all Circle K stores in Escambia and Santa Rosa counties will be participating on that. We got an update today from the ECUA's Executive Director, Bruce Woody, who tells us that they have an expected date for the reopening of their materials recycling facility.
Operation of the materials recovery facility, or MRF as we call it, will start again on Monday, June 12th.
Says the facility had to be shut down when two supervisors at the facility were fired. Elsewhere in Florida today, there will soon be tougher penalties for people who attack Florida police dogs. Governor DeSantis signed a bill that upgrades charges of those who intentionally hurt canines working with first responders to a third-degree felony. The measure would also include horses who work with law enforcement.
Also, a Miami area school has moved a copy of the poem read at President Biden's inauguration from its elementary school section to its middle school section. The poem is called The Hill We Climb. It was written and read by Amanda Groman and Bob Graham. Education Center received a complaint from a parent about the poem, saying about indoctrination, critical race theory, and gender ideology.
And nationally, we're hearing from House Speaker Kevin McCarthy telling reporters today Congress needs to pass a bill to raise the debt limit before June, and the U.S. will not default on its debt.
There's differences. We know where it's at. You have to spend less than you spent last year. That's not that difficult to do. But in Washington, somehow, that is a problem.
Says they're still far apart on a number of issues as they try to strike a deal.
And prosecutors are calling for a 7-year sentence for the Capitol rioter who was seen putting his feet up on then-House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's desk. Richard became one of the most well-known rioters in the January 6th of 2021 when he was photographed putting his feet on Pelosi's desk of the suites and the offices in the Capitols.
Former South Carolina attorney Alex Murdaugh is being indicted on federal fraud charges. Murdaugh is charged with bank fraud, wire fraud, and money laundering, and he's currently in prison after being convicted for the murders of his wife and his youngest son.
And 5 people are arrested in the mass shooting in Dayville, Alabama, has been handed a massive 145-count indictment. The suspects, ranging from 16 to 20 years old, are each facing 4 counts of reckless murder and 24 counts of first-degree assault of the 24 victims who suffered gunshot wounds.
The driver arrested for crashing a truck into barriers at the White House was due in federal court today. Secret Service interviewed the 19-year-old just hours after they say he flew into Dulles International Airport and rented a U-Haul. He reportedly said his goal was to get to the White House, seize power, and be put in charge of the nation. Authorities say a search of the truck turned up a Nazi flag, but no weapons.
Just shy of 4:45 right now, we're going to get a quick look at the roads. We are seeing slow traffic on I-10. It's going to be in the eastbound direction as you're getting onto the Escambia Bay Bridge. Expect some slowdowns on I-10 there, and extremely slow traffic right now at Davis Highway and Airport Boulevard. You know, we always see some traffic there, but it's just a bit heavier than usual at that intersection. If you see something else on the road, just give me a call at 850-2626-111. And taking a look at the weather, we are still going to be seeing some rain throughout the area throughout this evening. Most of it's going to be before 7 p.m. and it's going to be mostly cloudy for the rest of the night and a low of 66. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday looks absolutely beautiful in our area as we're getting ready for Memorial Day weekend with highs in the mid-80s. Again, some light rain throughout Pensacola right now, but mostly cloudy throughout the rest of our area. 73 in Pensacola, 72 in Gulf Breeze, and 72 in Milton. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Target says they're pulling some of its gay pride merchandise after violent customers threatened several employees. The company released a statement saying, since it introduced the collection, employees have experienced threats against their safety or well-being. The company said they are removing items that have been at the center of the most significant confrontational behavior.
And the CDC is issuing a food safety alert after salmonella outbreak is linked to Papa Murphy's cookie dough. The health agency on Tuesday said 18 salmonella infections were reported across six states, with two people winding up in the hospital. Papa Murphy's is temporarily pulling its raw cookie dough or chocolate chip cookie dough and their raw s'mores bar dough off the shelves.
2023 grads, go get yourself some free Krispy Kreme. Graduates from high school or college, go get a dozen free donuts. Any high school or college senior who wears their class of 2023 swag, those include shirts, jackets, to even graduation cap and gowns, can get a free original glazed dozen in a special Doploma wrapped box at participating shops while supplies last.
I will say I did this in 2021, and all I had to do was show my graduation cap through the drive-thru and a dozen free donuts.
Nice.
It was easy. So awesome. Easy. So do it if you're graduating. Also, a number of Americans who own stocks is at an all-time high in 15 years. That's according to a new Gallup survey that found 61% of U.S. adults have money invested in the stock market. That's the highest level since 2008, just after the Great Recession.
Just one letter brought a nine-day Jeopardy champion's reign to an end.
Ben Chan, what did you come up with? Who are Beatrice and Benedict? Unfortunately, that is not correct. Correct response, Beatrice and Benedict from Much Ado About Nothing. How much is that going to cost you? $12,201. That leaves you with $5,199. Lynn, congratulations. You are our new Jeopardy.
Oh, you can just hear the pain in his voice, the reaction there. Ben Chan misspelled his answer during Final Jeopardy. I would not have known that anyway, but yeah, Beatrice and Benedict. Nope, it's Benedict with a K. And so Ben Chan missed out on the opportunity to extend his Jeopardy run by another day.
Oh, darn. The Georgia Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene is now the owner of a lip balm stick previously used by House Speaker Kevin McCarthy. Greene placed a winning $10,000 bid on the lip balm on Tuesday during the GOP fundraiser auction held at the Capitol Hill Club in Washington, and the $100,000 being donated to the National Republican Congressional Committee.
Big movie news, I guess, if you're a fan of The Flash, and Nicolas Cage, the director of the upcoming film, revealed a cameo that Nicolas Cage will be making an appearance in the movie as Superman. I saw that. My initial response was, really? I mean, Nicolas Cage, I don't know. Like, the problem with Nicolas Cage is that he's the same guy on everything that he does.
Yeah.
I mean, he's not acting. It's just himself. But I don't know. I mean, I like it. It's hard for me to envision the guy who was National Treasure, that guy playing Superman, but I don't know. I thought they could have done better on that.
It's like when you see some people's faces, it's like you can't. It's like if you see Michael Scott's face or Steve Carell's face, you're always going to think Michael Scott for a good amount of time. If he's like a serious character, like, what is he doing that?
Yeah.
So Nicolas Cage as Superman.
Yeah, absolutely.
Maybe it'll.
We'll take a timeout, final timeout of the hour. Come back. How about some good news? We always like finishing hours on good news, including you're going to hear just an awesome story out of Indianapolis and another one in Detroit. We'll talk about that and more as we lead up to 5 o'clock, where we will hear from Governor Ron DeSantis ahead of his presidential announcement. You're listening to News Radio 92.3. It's Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Text line always open, 850-437-1620. Hope you've had a wonderful Wednesday, perhaps your last day at work for the week as you're looking forward to the long Memorial Day weekend. The weather is going to look great for that. At least we think it is. We'll get a check of the weather right after a check of the roads right now. Gracie, how's it looking out there?
We do have an accident on Airport Boulevard right near Davis Highway that is causing those slowdowns. It's right in front of the Miller's Ale House, but it is causing some extreme slow-moving traffic on Airport Boulevard, backing up all the way to 9th Avenue. Also, we have slowdowns on the Escambia Bay Bridge on I-10 moving eastbound. That's going to be if you're passing the Scenic Highway exit. Expect some slowdowns on the bridge as you're moving into Garson Point. If you see something else slowing you down, you see an accident, have details, just give me a call to the traffic line, which is 850-262-6111. We're going to get a quick look at our weather from Alan Strum on WEAR.
Showers and thunderstorms are still possible tonight, but we're going to be drying out over the next several days. In fact, dry weather with lots of sunshine is forecast through the rest of the week and all the way through the Memorial Day holiday weekend. Temperature-wise, overnight lows will be in the 60s, and daytime highs will end up rising back up into the 80s over the next several days. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News forecast.
Thanks so much, Alan. It is cloudy in Pensacola with 73 in Pensacola, 73 in Milton, and 72 in Gulf Breeze. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
Top three stories today. Just a few moments from now, Governor Ron DeSantis will be making the formal announcement on Twitter. In an interview with Elon Musk, that's scheduled to start in about 4 minutes. We'll carry that those comments live once it starts. Tina Turner dead today at the age of 83. She was dubbed the Queen of Rock and Roll. Turner rose to fame in the 70s as part of the Ike and Tina Turner duo before launching her solo career. She died at her home near Zurich, Switzerland, following a long illness today. And the White House is accusing House Republicans of manufacturing a crisis over raising the debt limit. It said members of the conservative House Freedom Caucus are openly referring to the full faith and credit of the U.S. as a hostage. My favorite part of the hour, good news. And this is quite the story from Indianapolis. Two high school kids met after they were both diagnosed with bone cancer, and they just went to prom together. The best news is that Vivian Eagle finished her last round of chemo in October, and Cade Thompson has now been in remission for 2 years.
I feel like my family grew when we met you guys. Viv, we had a connection that words can't explain because of what we went through.
He was just always there when nobody else was.
Now, Thompson says he plans to move to New York after graduating high school, but they say they will be friends forever.
I'm going to cry.
Well, listen.
That's very sweet.
That is very sweet. And, you know, I don't want to put anything, I don't want to speak out of turn here, but I feel like the natural course is that they need to get married, right? I mean,
yeah,
that's like a movie. That's a movie thing.
Yes.
That's Hallmark-esque right
yes.
there. So that needs to happen. But hey, that is certainly a wonderful story. And Gracie, another one in Detroit drawing tears.
To end off the hour, Latina Edge, a traffic control officer in Detroit, recently went viral on TikTok after losing her husband. She was gifted $500 and tickets to a recent Tigers game. The city and the team came through with an even bigger surprise.
The people of Detroit that watched the video donated and an additional $50,000 for you and your family. Way to go, Detroit, and congratulations, Lydia.
The video shows her collapsing to the ground as she sees the big check that's presented by her son and the Tigers players.
You know, I love stories like that. I like seeing stories like that. You know, like if you've seen the show Undercover Boss, where the bosses are, you know, they get employees that are nice and, you know, they've got the sob stories and everything mm-hmm. like that. And it's like, hey, we're paying for your kid's college or we're thinking,
yeah.
I mean, how could you not enjoy stories like that? Well, it's 4:59, so we're just, in theory, about a minute away from Governor Ron DeSantis and Elon Musk holding court on Twitter. As soon as that starts, we will interrupt live programming to bring those comments live. As it stands right now, WEAR coming up, and we'll be back in 5:10, unless Governor DeSantis preempts that. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3.